Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And we're on the eve of Father's Day, if most of you are listening on Saturday with us. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Got some pretty cool stuff that we're going to cover. But Barbecue Bob, cook anything good this week?
Hey, you bet. No, not a thing. Job, thanks. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
It first time is caught him off guard.
Great weekend, and especially if you're a dad, you're gonna be just showered with the treatment of royalty and gifts, and who knows who will call you. I mean, you know, famous people will drop in, and it's gonna be a great day for you, dads out there.
Different house than I live in.
And hopefully, if it's like mine, your wife has a great little French maid costume and waits on you hand and foot, and, you know, you send the kids away, and you have a really good Father's Day.
Wow, must be she is not listening today.
She doesn't have to. We just got to pull it out of mothballs once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's the only day you get it.
Right.
I heard you did a cedar rap, so I'm going to work on a little beatbox here. I want you to...
Yeah. I'm going to pass on that, and I'll go right to the technique and recipe.
Oh.
Probably more qualified to do that than the latter. But, I had a catering event this week, and this was a board meeting that I was feeding the board members and their spouses, and they wanted something pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about some of the other recipes later in the show, but this particular one, it turned out really well.
You probably can't say who it is either, because you don't want to necessarily – get anybody in trouble.
It really doesn't matter.
It was code pink, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Nah, it really doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, my friends at Safari Club International is who it was, and they're great guys, and several of them listen. So, but anyway, I took a Copper River salmon. This time of year is on the marketplace. It's only here about 3 or 4 weeks a year. And the uniqueness of Copper River salmon is it's never been frozen.
It glows in the dark, too.
Right, yeah.
That's
but,
some bright stuff.
Right, but it's never been frozen, so it's as fresh as you can get from Alaska down here. It's a couple days that from the time it was caught till the time we're eating it.
So how'd you like it?
It was really good. I mean, they liked it as well.
As salmon goes, it's on the stronger side for a natural salmon, in my opinion.
Right, but I put a little white wine in water brine on it with a little salt, and only brined it for about an hour, and then took it out and let the pellicle form. And what I did is you can buy cedar planks. You've all heard of those, but they have cedar papers now that are paper thin, but it's
wraps.
It wraps around the salmon. And so you take a piece of butcher twine, and I cut them up in like 4-inch portions, right?
So you had to bundle them with some.
Well, yeah, I cut them up in 4-inch portions. And you lay out that piece of, and it's about the size of a piece of paper, that cedar wrap. And I set that piece of salmon on there, and I'd made a compound butter, which I just took a pound of salted butter because I wanted a little bit of that salty flavor, and mixed in granulated garlic and fresh dill. I minced up a bunch of fresh dill, let the butter get soft, mixed the garlic and the dill with
really
the butter,
good.
And then I put it on wax paper and rolled it into a log about the size of a golf ball, okay? Put it in the fridge overnight to let it get firm again. Then you can just slice off medallions of that, right, that are about the size of a golf ball. So I set that piece of salmon on there, put a medallion of that butter on it, and then put 2 slices of lemon over the top, wrapped that paper up, and tied it up, and it looked like a present, okay, because that butcher twine, I just put a bow on it like you tie your shoe.
You could have served it as sashimi and just given it to him.
Right, yeah. But so then I actually took my Tac grill with me because this everything I did was fresh for these guys. We were eating in courses, and I was just turning it off the grill as we go. And I grilled those things, but the papers were soaked in water, okay? Bottom line is that tech with no flame, right? I got infrared heat. I got a great smoke out of it because the bottom of that cedar, which was wet, was smoldering. I did it on about medium heat, about 6 minutes.
So, the butcher's twine ultimately burnt?
Nope, it did not.
It
stayed good. Uh-huh. It stayed good. So when you set one on the plate, they untie it like a shoe. It opens up, and there's those two pieces of lemon, and there's butter inside of there. And that salmon, I got it to 145, 150 degrees.
Where'd you find those wraps?
I bought them online. I started looking for cedar planks.
Right.
And then these cedar wrap things came up.
Do you know
up.
Where they came from? What part of the country?
They're local. It's American because wherever they cut the cedar, right. I don't know. I got them on the internet. Right. Uh-huh. They came in 2 days off Amazon. So
yeah.
I don't really know where they came from. I didn't look. But anyway,
nice.
It was a new technique. It worked really cool. It was a great presentation and super simple. Salmon, compound butter, and lemon.
So here's my take on that. The one really good pick, other than the cedar wraps, which I still want to hear you do later, was the dill.
Right.
Dill is underappreciated in so many things. You know, like Montreal steak seasoning. That's right. One of the key ingredients in that.
Right.
It's got this profile that people don't hit on enough. And it's really good.
Yep. And those that ate it said it was really good.
Nice.
You know, when you bring salmon to a party, that's the other thing.
It's iffy.
You got a group of people that are like, no way. And you got a other group that are like, hell yeah. And so it's one of those things, you either like it or you don't. And,
yeah.
And not everybody ate it, but those that did said it was really good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So today when we're done here, I have to head in the car over to Plymouth, Michigan. My wife's got a good girlfriend from high school that, we thought years ago she was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and as it turns out, it's even worse than that. It's some I can't think of the name of it, but so the poor girl's in a wheelchair, can't talk, and now her husband goes in, and we come to find out Tom now has cancer all over his body. So we're doing a fundraiser over there. So I'll be grilling in Plymouth this afternoon, but it's not a happy event at all. And
well, celebrate their lives.
Yeah,
right?
That's what
I
we're
mean,
gonna
that's what
do.
You're doing.
You know, it's. Can you imagine dealing with your wife having Parkinson's alone? That would be horrifying. But then to find out, we're joined right now with a little early arrival of Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. And welcome to the studio, Merle.
Hey, it's great to be here.
But I'm just saying, can you imagine having to deal with that?
No,
awful.
That would be terrible.
Awful.
That would be terrible.
So let's deal with a little beer of the week, right
okay.
now. Okay, what'd you bring us, Bob?
Okay.
Or what did Siciliano's bring us?
From Siciliano's. It's called Mirror Pond, and it's from Deschutes. And it's, according to them, the only true American pale ale in the country.
I wonder what makes it that way.
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to get him on the show and talk to him. I thought you'd have done your research on that
I
one.
I did, but you know what? I was in there Thursday, and I was picking up cigars for this trip to Plymouth today because my buddies over there all smoke cigars, and honestly, I can't remember what she said. It's
okay,
Deschutes.
Well, it's only
what
got,
do you think?
It's only got 40 IBUs. It's a 5.0 ABV.
Oh, yeah, it's very low.
And it's $1.79 a can at Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids. I'm going to say this every time, man. It's a cool place because you can make your own six-pack, and you buy it by the can, and if you don't like something, you've only got a one-can investment done. So Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive on the west side of Grand Rapids, you got it's a big-boy toy store, right?
Yeah.
Not as much as Allen Bob's as far as toys, but you got cigars and
oh, well, booze I picked
and
up some dandy cigars and
yeah.
some great beers, and I love going there every week.
All right, well, coming up next, we've got our friend Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports on the south side of Grand Rapids, and we're going to talk a little bit about some really cool new items that he's got in the store. He's got this thing called a fishing kayak. You're going to want to hear about this. Stick with us. We'll